KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 12 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. A teen from Griswold was transported to the Cascade Memorial Hospital in Atlantic following an accident Monday afternoon. Cascade Sheriff's Office reports 17-year-old Maria Edna Amos was driving a 2000 Ford Ranger eastbound on Yankton Road when she lost control of the pickup. The vehicle rolled into the north ditch and landed on its wheels. That accident happened around 12:23 p.m. Amos did complain of back pain following the crash. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $5,000. Deputies cited the teen for failure to maintain control. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the death of a person whose body was found in a vacant lot. Authorities say at around 10:35 a.m. on Monday, Council Bluffs police officers responded to 1004 First Avenue for a report of a dead body. The property is vacant and the body was located in a grassy lot just north of a building. A Council Bluffs man told officers that while he was walking his dog in the area, he discovered the body and called police. The death appears to be suspicious in nature and is currently being investigated by detectives of the Council Bluffs Police Department. The identity of the deceased was being withheld pending notification of family. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Anyone having any possible information about the incident is encouraged to call the Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. The Atlantic Police Department reports a woman from Clark County who was involved in an accident Saturday evening now faces drug-related charges. 45-year-old Tamara Humphrey of Osceola was arrested after being checked out and treated at the Cascade Memorial Hospital. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance, both meth and marijuana. And as we mentioned during our earlier reports, Humphrey was traveling west on 7th Street with a green light when she turned in front of an eastbound SUV driven by Preston Reese of Atlantic at the intersection of Walmart North Entrance. Reese also had the green light. He wasn't injured in the crash. The vehicle sustained a total of $13,000 damage. In addition to the drug charges, Humphreys was cited for failure to yield in violation of the conditions of her restricted license. That accident happened around 4:40 p.m. Saturday. Humphrey remained in the Cass County Jail on Monday. In other activity, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports 36-year-old Sandy Wagner of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a Dallas County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. She later posted bond and was released. 56-year-old Randy Robert of Atlantic was arrested December 6th on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. 36-year-old Adam Carstens of Atlantic was arrested December 4th for domestic abuse, assault by impeding airflow, and obstruction of emergency communications. Also, on November 28th, 22-year-old Tyler Osborne of Atlantic was arrested for burglary in the third degree and public intoxication. Unless otherwise mentioned, all the subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department have issued a report on a couple of other accidents. Authorities say last Thursday, Lori Bloom of Marnie was attempting to park in front of the Olson's BP store at around 8:50 a.m. when her vehicle hit the ice machine, causing $3,800 damage to the machine and $1,500 damage to her vehicle. There were no injuries reported. And on December 2nd, at around 9:05 p.m., vehicles driven by Kim Peterson of Atlantic and Shelby Williamson of Exira collided near the intersection of 7th and Mulberry Streets. That accident happened while Peterson was driving westbound on 7th and turning onto Mulberry. Williamson was heading north on Mulberry and stopped at the stop sign. Peterson made a left turn onto Mulberry and in the process struck Williamson's vehicle on the left front corner. Peterson complained of injuries and was checked by medevac personnel but declined transport to the hospital. She was cited for turning at intersection. Williamson was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance. Cascade Sheriff's Office reports that around 7:30 p.m. Friday, a single vehicle accident occurred on Quincy Road. A 2008 Hyundai Elantra driven by 26-year-old Derek Beelers of Atlantic was eastbound on Quincy Road when Beelers reportedly swerved to miss a deer and entered the south ditch. His vehicle came to rest on its top. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. Upon further investigation, Beelers was charged with OWI's second offense, and he was cited for failure to maintain control. The man was taken to the Cascade Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. And in our funeral announcements, Edgar Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle and formerly of Diagonal, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Edgar Robertson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Armstrong Funeral Home in Mount Air. Gene Landsman, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Landsman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Raina, age 71, of Walnut, died Friday in Omaha. Visitation of the family of Georgia Raina will be held on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nora Mardell Schechinger, 27 days old, died Saturday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Nora Mardell Schechinger will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Delia Arlene Benton, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Delia Benton will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Jean Louise Prezik, age 72, of Menlo, died Saturday. A memorial visitation will be held Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a celebration of life and message for Jean Prezik at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital. A celebration of life for Deborah Bagshaw will be Friday at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church, with a luncheon at the church following the service. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.